Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X-22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2243B, and today's date is August 6th, 2020, and the title of the episode is It's Showtime, the Swamp is Being Exposed for All to See, My Fellow Americans. Let's talk about protecting yourself. How would you react if your internet activity was released to the public? Users of several VPNs are experiencing that right now. Several VPNs kept millions of users' logs public for the entire internet to see. The VPNs are based in Hong Kong, but millions of affected users are in the United States. Those that care about privacy need a VPN with a strict no-log policy to prevent disasters like this from happening to them. That's why I choose Virtual Shield as my VPN. Virtual Shield has a strict no-log policy so your internet activity is truly private. Virtual Shield's network is fast, reliable, secure, and always available. When using Virtual Shield's VPN service, your traffic is routed through their secure, encrypted servers. This means that any restrictions, censorship blocks on your internet are bypassed. Due to the recent pandemic, Virtual Shield is offering its services for 50% off to help customers in need to protect themselves, as well as a free 30-day trial. Go to virtualshield.com/X22 or click the link below. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the mainstream media, they are panicking like we've never seen before. Look at all the different individuals that have taken time out with their shows, like Ellen DeGeneres, like Jimmy Kimmel, and so forth. Tom Hanks, he's becoming a Greek citizen, got a passport there. We have Oprah Winfrey, who is encouraging white people to admit that they are racist in a very strange video that she made. And all of this comes down to one thing, that they're all starting to panic. They're all starting to realize that those individuals who were going to protect them, they're no longer protecting them. They're no longer in control. And they're starting to see this. They're starting to realize that this whole system that they were working in is now falling apart. And the Senate trials that we're watching are just that, trials. These people are not in control. They're on the defensive. They're defending what they did. They're defending how they did it. And why they did it. They can pretend they don't know. They can pretend that, well, I had no clue, or it was someone else's job, or they can point the finger at a different agency. That doesn't make a difference. Why? Because the documentation was signed off by them. Then it went up the chain of command. The paper trail is going to be their undoing. The cover-up is going to be their undoing. And it seems like we're getting very, very close to showtime. We'll be talking about that in just a minute. But I wanted to talk about Biden. Now, it seems like he's not going to be traveling anywhere to accept the Democratic nomination. And we know why he's not traveling anywhere, why he doesn't care. I mean, he's going to be the president, right? He's running for the president. This is what he keeps telling everyone, that he's going to win. The mainstream media is trying to make it seem like, with all their polls, that he's in the lead. He's not in the lead. He's a little bit behind Trump. Now he's in front of Trump. He's nowhere near Trump. But again, they're doing the same thing they did back in 2016. He doesn't care about the nomination because he's not running for president. That's why he doesn't care. That's why he doesn't care about the debates. This is why they pushed off the debates until September 29th. Remember, someone else is going to be coming in. He's going to be bowing out because they're going to report that he has dementia or whatever. And I do believe this is what he thinks is his ticket out of here. This way he can't be put on trial because he doesn't remember a thing. But remember, this is not about winning the election fairly. This is about creating chaos. This is about delaying the vote and having someone who's already there step into the position, which is most likely Nancy Pelosi. But Trump, the Patriots, they already know this plan. They knew this plan since a long time ago. Everything that we're watching right now, the pandemic, the riots, the Patriots already knew the playbook. This was allowed to happen. This was about the storm. We'll be talking about that in just a minute. But let's talk about Flynn right now, because It seems that Sidney Powell tweeted something out, which is very interesting. It says, important article on Flynn case. Plus today, the court asked the parties to address the disqualification statute. Jay Sullivan improperly inserted himself into the case as a litigant when he filed a petition for rehearing. He's disqualified himself. That's exactly what happened. And he has disqualified himself. He's the judge. He's not the prosecutor. And there's already Supreme Court rulings on this. This whole thing is falling apart around them. But remember, this wasn't about, oh, winning the case against Flynn. This was about delaying. They didn't care what happened to Sullivan. He was instructed to do this. He was a pawn. Obama sent the message, you will follow suit or we will release whatever they have on him. We don't care if your career is destroyed. We just need you to delay. That's exactly what they did. Now, what's very interesting is that General Flynn tweeted out, and this is what he said. This is a fight between good and evil. Where have we heard that before? Good and evil. Now, we know the Senate trials are happening right now. Sally Yates was first on deck. And as she was speaking, she was lying. Actually, Josh Hawley caught Sally Yates in a lie. Sally Yates didn't know that Christopher Steele was working for Hillary Clinton. You really think she didn't know? Of course she did. But let's look back in time here, and Drew Holden tweeted this out. After even Sally Yates conceded that she wouldn't have signed off on his surveillance if she had all the facts, I thought a trip down memory lane was in order. This is from the Daily Caller. Sally Yates says she certainly wouldn't have signed Carter Page of FISA given recent revelation. Let me continue. You recall that? Once upon a time, we were told that Carter Page was actively colluding with Russians because the FISA court and the FBI told us so. All of those assertions have fallen to pieces. So I'm assuming we can get a follow-up from Speaker Pelosi. And this is what he has. Despite Errol Donald Trump's repeated claims, the documents released today by the Trump DOJ provide clear evidence of Trump campaign official Carter Page's coordination with Russia to undermine and illegally influence the 2016 election. Now, she tweeted this out July 21st, 2018. So this is not working out too well for them. Let me continue. Maybe Representative Adam Schiff, the chief architect of the Russian collusion fable, can provide us with an update. Do you still believe that the FBI acted lawfully and appropriately even after the head of Department of Justice at the time said the opposite today under oath? This is what Adam Schiff tweeted out back in February 24th, 2018. Some time ago, Republicans on our committee released a declassified memo that omitted and distorted key facts in order to mislead the public and impugn the integrity of the FBI. Then he continued, the release of the Carter Page FISA application makes clear once again that the FBI acted lawfully and appropriately. This hasn't stopped the president and Republicans from repeating the same fraudulent talking points in the discredited Nunes memo. Sadly, some things never change. So when you look back in time, everything that Adam Schiff said was about himself. He projected it onto Nunes, onto Trump, but it all comes back to him. He created a fake memo. He distorted the facts. And once again, the FBI did not act lawfully and appropriately. This entire thing is falling apart on all of them. And why was Sally Yates really there? They wanted her to point the finger, and they're going to continually point the finger to where? All the way to the top, Obama. That's where all this is going to go, because they don't want to be blamed. When do birds sing? That's interesting. Now, John Durham is set to interview John Brennan. So he will soon interview the CIA director, John Brennan. Another sign that the investigation of the Trump-Russia investigation is ready to wrap up by the end of summer. Now, keep that in mind. Wrap up by the end of summer. Brennan has acknowledged that he is in the crosshairs of the criminal inquiry into the Russian investigation led by Durham. He recently claimed that the White House acknowledged that he asked the CIA for his official records, including his personal notes and any classified CIA documents that he had signed to help him write his upcoming memoir, but the agency denied his request. He is screwed. They're all screwed. And they're starting to realize this. And this is why Andrew Weissman, you know, the person behind the scenes, behind Mueller, who is orchestrating everything, who put the grand jury information all together that the House D's couldn't get. They were suing for it. They wanted that grand jury information from the Mueller report, and they never can get it. Well, this is what Andrew Weissman tweeted out. As Rachel Maddow said tonight, the New York Times piece below notes, Department of Justice personnel have a duty and a variety of means to resist any effort by Barr to take impermissible political actions prior to the election. So what is he doing? He is openly calling for the DOJ employees to resist U.S. Attorney John Durham's investigation. He's telling them, do not comply. Why? Because he's panicking. He knows they're screwed. This is the only reason he would say this. And this is all going to come back right to all of these individuals. And now we start adding in more drips. Remember, the storm is each piece coming in and pushing pain on the deep state. This was planned from the beginning. So we have the Ukraine scandal and the Julian Assange scandal happening at the same time with Ghislaine Maxwell, treason, sedition, and spying, and the whole FISA scandal going on. All of this together at once. This is what Catherine Herridge tweeted out. Ukraine. At Senator Ron Johnson, at Chuck Grassley, letter to Speaker Pelosi, Senator Schumer, Warner, and Congressman Schiff. It is certainly our goal to eradicate foreign influence from our elections. But your use of this issue to knowingly and recklessly promote false narratives for political purposes is completely contrary to the goal. Notice the word knowingly, that they knowingly did this. And then we have the U.S. judge who's requesting Assange testimony in the case brought by Seth Rich's parents. Remember, he worked for the DNC. He downloaded the information. He was killed. So a federal magistrate judge in New York requested assistance from the UK court on August 5th in obtaining testimony from Julian Assange for a U.S. civil lawsuit brought by the parents of Seth Rich. Now, the U.S. magistrate, her name is Judge Sarah Netburn. Think about that. Netburn, Internet Burn. Netburn, interesting, requested the international assistance in accordance with the Hague Convention. In the proper exercise of its authority, this court has determined that the evidence cannot be secured except by the intervention of the English courts, and that the assistance from the English courts would serve to further the international interests of justice and judicial cooperation. This is what the judge wrote. The case has now entered the discovery phase, and the judge has determined that Assange's testimony is crucial for determining the central dispute. So let's go back to post 1591. Now, this is an Anon. This is June 26, 2018, 2 years ago. It says, Seth Rich and Julian Assange in June anything. Julian Assange in the news. Think James Comey. Server unlocks Seth Rich. MS-13, 2187 nearby, phones unlock command and control, ETA estimated, it has begun. So it looks like it has begun. All these pieces of the puzzle are coming together. And since we're talking about MS-13 gang members, they have been arrested for sex trafficking a minor in the Eastern District of Virginia. And this is coming from the Department of Justice. They said MS-13 members and associates arrested for sex trafficking a minor. Remember, MS-13 gangs, they are the paid mercenary forces here in the United States. The deep state uses them for hit jobs. And we can see that Hillary Clinton and many others, they're panicking. Look at Andrew Weissman. Look at Hillary Clinton. This is what she tweeted out. I fear Republican sabotage of the USPS, the United States Postal Service, including slowing mail delivery, is a Trump strategy to make voting by mail more difficult this fall. Request your ballots and return them as early as you can. So she's worried that he's going to stop what they're trying to do. I do believe that Trump is bringing in the National Guard to handle the mail-in ballots in certain areas right now. This is just step one. And they're very worried about this. And then we have Mike Pompeo out there. And I do believe this was a dig to the deep state players. The State Department is offering up to $10 million reward that leads to the identification or location of anyone working with a foreign government to interfere in the U.S. election. Now remember, the deep state players, the D's, they work with foreign governments to interfere in the election. They work with China. They work with the U.K. They work with Australia and other places. And Pompeo put out an award of $10 million. This is just, they're hitting them from all sides. Now, what's very interesting is that Secretary Pompeo also came out today and he was talking about the expansion of a clean network where they're creating a place where you can download apps and businesses can use their facilities to make sure that everything is clean. And they have the cloud, they have apps, they have everything. So this way, companies can use this technology and secure it from the deep state, from China and everything else. I believe this is the direction they're heading in right now, cutting out the deep state. Remember, your computer, the software, the applications, they've built spyware into all this technology. And with this new technology of their clean platform, their clean network, I believe they're trying to remove all of this right now. Now, what's very interesting is that we know that the deep state, their agenda is to get rid of the Constitution, get rid of America, and remove the weapons from the people. These are all the things they've been trying to do since the very beginning. And this is why when you see all these candidates out here saying, we're going to come and take your weapons, they're serious. They're not just talking about the assault rifles. Yes, they might start with that. And you can relate that to the central bank when they said, well, we're only going to tax the wealthy. Well, now we have to tax the middle class. Oh, by the way, now we have to tax the poor. This is how they started. We're going to take your assault rifles away. Oh, now we want your shotguns. Now we want your pistols. You can keep your musket. Oh, right. We want to take your musket now. This is how they do it. And people agree with it. And this is how they trick them. Oh, yes. Just tax the wealthy. Leave me alone. Oh, yes. Just take the assault rifles. Those are scary weapons. But you can't have the pistols. You can't have the shotguns. You can't have anything else. And then they'll make up another excuse. And they'll move towards that. This is how they do it. Slowly, methodically, and they convince everyone. So what do we see happening right now? The New York Attorney General, Letitia James, she's filing a lawsuit to dissolve the NRA. Now, is that going to happen? Absolutely not. This is their push to try to remove the weapons from the people. Remember when Obama and Biden were in office? They had the UN Arms Treaty. Kerry submitted it to the Senate. If the Senate passed it, Obama was going to sign it, and they were going to say that the UN now has control of the weapons. It supersedes the Second Amendment. That's what they were trying to do. But it never got past the Senate. So instead of New York suing the NRA and trying to dissolve it, why don't you try to figure out why shootings are up in New York? Because they're up by 72%. Remember, the police aren't allowed to do their job, so arrests are down by 54% in New York City. So think of that. Think about that for a second. So think about it. The deep state, the D's, they wanted to fund the police. They want to confiscate your weapons. They're telling everyone what they can and can't do. You can't go to school. You can't go to work. You can't be in a large group. You have to wear a mask. You're not allowed to go to church. We will set up checkpoints. We will shut off your electricity. We will shut off your water. They're showing you their plan. Actually, Trump, the Patriots, they're showing everyone who and what the swamp really are and what their true agenda is. Everyone is seeing it every single day. And each day that passes, What do? They tell you what else they're going to do that's against the Constitution, against your rights. If everyone thought they were just going to come out and say, okay, we're going to lock down everything, we're taking your weapons away, we're going to do all this stuff right out in the open. No, they were going to hide behind events to carry out their agenda. This is why Trump, the Patriots, they wanted everyone to see this, because they're using the riots, they're using the protests, they're using the pandemic as cover. And then what they do is they say, well, we're doing it because of the pandemic. Well, we're doing it because of George Floyd. Oh, we're doing it because Black Lives Matter. But in the end, the cover is going to disappear. And everything they did is not going to be reversed. Everyone is seeing this now. Everyone is learning about it and understanding. Now, what's very interesting, within 24 hours, it seems that a lot of things blew up. A lot of things were on fire. This is from Jordan Sather. August is typically a very hot month and gave us pictures of Beirut, Lebanon, explosion. North Korea looks like a huge fire. Wuhan, China, another fire. United Arab Emirates, another fire. In Iraq, a fire. And St. Paul, Minnesota, a fire. We're seeing all these fires, and this is like within 24 hours. Well, August is a very hot month. We also know that the month of August, Congress takes a break. And we know that the deep state, they like to play in the month of August. And I do believe the Patriots have some surprises for them. Now, like we said before, there are mayors who are saying, I will shut your water off and your power if you have parties or a lot of people or large gatherings in your home. This is from Mayor Eric Garcetti from LA, saying that he is authorizing the city to shut off water and power to any houses or businesses that are hosting any parties or unauthorized large gatherings. It will begin Friday night, and LAPD will respond. I mean, this is just unbelievable. So because of people have people at their home, you're going to shut off their lifelines, which is water and electric. So they don't have food then because the power goes out. They can't wash their hands because we have a pandemic, right? So this is okay. This is how far they're going. De Blasio, he's out there saying that they're going to set up checkpoints at major entries into New York City. So they're going to ask you questions. And they might even ask you to step out and take a test, completely against your rights. But is anyone bothered by this? Yes, there are a lot of people bothered by this. People are waking up. People are seeing this. People are questioning this and saying, okay, now you're taking it way too far. And we know why. Because they're panicking. They are throwing everything out there. And when they become desperate, they're going to resort to showing the American people, the world, what their true intentions are. Remove the pandemic for a second. If you don't listen to us, your water is going to be shut off. Your electric's going to be shut off. If you don't listen to us, we're going to have checkpoints now. So you will have to answer questions to move in and out of cities. Soon it will be states. If you don't listen to us, we will fine you for not wearing a mask. If you don't listen to us, we will take your rights away. Well, they can't take your rights away, but a lot of people believe they can. You're born with your rights. They can't take them away. The Supreme Court can't rule what your right is. The people tell the government, tell the mayors, tell the governors what our rights are. And they can't be infringed upon, ever. I don't think they understand this. The silent majority does. Now, what's very interesting is that with this whole HCQ battle, we can see the other part of the swamp, that's the pharmaceutical companies. They are pushing everything they have to stop HCQ. Look what they've done to these doctors. Look what they've done to the American people, telling them that it will kill you if you take it. They tried to block it in certain instances. This is how desperate they are getting. But the latest international testing of HCQ shows countries that had early use of the drug had a 79% lower mortality rate than countries that banned the use of the safe drug. So this means Fauci, Burke, CDC, the media, tech giants, have they been pushing a lie? Have they been telling the people misinformation? It's starting to seem this way. And class action lawsuits, they're very effective. Because when people start to learn this and people start to really hear the truth, people are going to be very, very angry with these mayors, governors, these doctors, the mainstream media, because they've been pushing something completely different, which shows they don't care about the American people. Now, what's very interesting is that Twitter decided to ban Team Trump, not Trump's Twitter account itself, for tweeting out something that was misinformation. He talked about coronavirus and children. So they banned that account until he removes that tweet. And that is his Twitter feed for his campaign. But Benny tweeted this out. Just so we're clear, and this is from The Hill, Twitter bans Trump campaign until it deletes tweet with COVID-19 misinformation. And this is also from The Hill. Twitter says coronavirus disinformation spread by Chinese officials does not violate rules. Think about that. So who is the individual who makes these decisions? Well, it turns out that it's Nick Pacilio. And he admitted it on Twitter. Who is this individual? He's the former press secretary for Kamala Harris. And this is what he tweeted out. The original tweet from @TeamTrump is in violation of the Twitter rules on COVID-19 misinformation, and we've required removal. So how does he know it's misinformation? Can we see the actual facts that he has compared to what Trump's facts are? Because it seems that everyone is making up their own facts, just like with masks, just like with HCQ, where they're telling you that, yeah, all these people are liars and we're the people that are telling the truth. Actually, it is the opposite once again. Remember the Lancet report? Remember the VA observational study? That they were out there waving in front of everyone, continually referring to it, to let everyone know that HCQ is dangerous? Well, that turned out to be fake. So they were providing fake information to the public. Shouldn't all the mainstream media, Twitter accounts, YouTube, everything else be just taken down right now or suspended? Because they violated the rule, didn't they? That's interesting. Now, what's very interesting with the second event, the riots, the minority is trying to convince us that we need to get rid of the police. We need to defund the police. So Gallup decided, let's do a poll and ask what African Americans really think about the police. So they did their poll and it says most African Americans say they prefer police to spend the same amount of time in their area. The new polling data released on August 5th found that 61% of African Americans surveyed want the police presence in their area to remain the same. Meanwhile, 20% of African Americans say they prefer police to spend more time in their area, while 19% say they prefer less time. So this poll was conducted between June 23rd and July 6th. So it looks like the African American community, they want the police. The minority is trying to tell everyone otherwise. And how does the minority do this? They use their bullhorn, which is social media, the mainstream media, Hollywood, and sports. They're all part of the swamp. The swamp was just exposed. Now, Trump was out in Ohio, and he said something very, very interesting. He said, "I have a lot of enemies, and you are most likely not going to see me for a while." Take a listen.
Money goes back to the people purchasing the drugs. So I have a lot of enemies out there. This may be the last time you'll see me for a while. A lot of very, very rich enemies, but they are not happy with what I'm doing. But I figure we have one chance to do it, and no other president's going to do what I do. No other president would do.
Now, I do believe this is a message. Does this mean it's going to happen tomorrow? No, but it reminds me of Post 55. This is November 2nd, 2017. Look to Twitter. Exactly this. My fellow Americans, the storm is upon us. God bless. Now remember, Durham is going to be wrapping up his investigation by the end of summer. I do believe he sent this message to let everyone know that he will be on Air Force One. Actually, this is what it says in one of the Q posts. And I do believe that we're approaching that time frame. We're already at August 6th right now. And you can see what's happening. Julian Assange is being brought into the picture. We have the Ukraine angle being brought in. We have Ghislaine Maxwell brought in. We have the deep state players on trial with the Senate right now. Everything is being squeezed. Trump mentioned HCQ. It was for a specific reason. He did this back in March. Everything is coming together. And Trump just sent us a message that soon it will be showtime. He told us once before the storm is right behind him. It's following him. It's going to be here very soon. And I do believe with this message, he just let us know that here it comes. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's get into the economic collapse financial news. Now, over the many, many years, we know since the central bank came into power, which would be 1913. Remember, this is the third central bank in the United States. There was the first, which the charter read out. The second one, Andrew Jackson, took that one down. And now we have the Federal Reserve. And basically, the central banks, what they do to countries, what they do to the people, is they take and they take and they take as much as they possibly can. How do they do this? They do this through debt, by enslaving the people in their system. And they don't help the economy whatsoever. Actually, they hurt the economy. And over time, what happens is they don't put any of these funds back into the country. The politicians who are corrupt never put any of these funds back into the country. Everything goes to the elite, to other areas. And we've seen this over time. And what's happening right now, since Trump came into office, is that everything the central bank did, where they were removing the wealth from the people, taking whatever they have through taxes, through the interest payments that the government has to make, by piling on debt, having the dollar devalue. And over time, this robs the people of their wealth and transfers it to the central bank, to the elite, all the way up to the Rothschilds. And yes, there's many, many different levels that it goes through. And this is how they're enriched. They don't want their paper currency. That's not what they're interested in. They want hard assets. They want land. They want gold. They want silver. They want control. They use paper currency, and they make you believe that paper currency, this is the only thing you can possibly use, is the central bank currency to foster commerce. This is what they have been doing for a very long time. They've been robbing the people, not just here in the United States, but all around the world. And since Trump came into office, what he has done is he has reversed this. We'll be talking about that in just a moment. Now, what's very interesting, since this pandemic started, and since we had the riots and the protests and everything like that, a lot of wealthy individuals and a lot of everyday people just moved out of the cities. They said, you know something? We can't take this. I don't want to be stuck in a city like this. I'm going to move to the suburbs. I'm going to get out. Now, these governors, these mayors, they're starting to realize that these individuals have moved away, and now they're in trouble economically. And Trump called this a long time ago. We have Andrew Cuomo out there. He's pleading with the rich to come back to the city. He says, come over, I'll cook for you. He says, they're not coming back right now. And you know what else they're thinking? If I stay wherever I am, I'll pay lower income tax because they don't pay the New York City surcharge. And remember, New York State's legislature is crafting a fiscal package while facing a $30 billion deficit without federal aid. These cities, these states, they're all in trouble. And are they going to be getting federal aid? Maybe, maybe not. But they're feeling the pain. And we know that they're keeping their states and their cities locked down on purpose. They're trying to hurt the economy, which in turn hurts Trump. That's their main goal. And by doing this, they are restricting people from working, from going to work, opening their businesses, and doing what they do every day to make a living. The other part of this is that their cities, their states are going to hurt in the end. They were hoping for a bailout for themselves. But I don't believe this is going to come for them. And this is going to be very difficult. Now, it might come later on, but I do believe Trump is going to make them sweat this out. But what we're seeing right now is the economy is improving every single day. As more and more businesses open, as more and more people go back to work, it is starting to recover. Listen, if every single business right now opened up 100% capacity, the economy would be booming right now. Because why would that be? Well, you have to remember, Trump, while playing in the central bank illusion, he's also creating the people's economy, parallel to the central bank system. We'll be talking about that in just a moment. But when you look at the new claims for unemployment benefits, they declined by 249,000 to 1.186 million last week. And this is coming from the Department of Labor. This is the 20th consecutive week of initial claims above 1 million, but it was much better than expected. Economists had forecasted 1.442 new claims, and they thought it was going to be a lot worse, but it has come down. But remember, this is a distorted picture of the labor market. Jobless claims can create this distorted picture because what they're doing is they're counting job losses. They're not counting the gains. And if you listen to the mainstream media, they just talk about the continuing claims. They're not talking about the weekly claims, the monthly claims, how they're declining right now. They're just continually adding them, and they're not looking at the gains whatsoever. Now, what's very interesting, we know that the deep state, the central bank, they have been slipping up and letting the people see everything that they're doing. And people are waking up from it. And Michelle Obama, she was on a podcast and she said something very interesting. She said that this pandemic is an opportunity to think about how wealth is distributed to lower income essential workers. Think about that for a second. What is their main plan here in the United States? Is it to have capitalism? No, it's to have socialism. She's talking about distributing the wealth from all those people that worked hard. I'm not talking about the insiders, the elite that use their insider information to become wealthy. I'm talking about everyday business owners who have their businesses or go to work and they work hard and they earn a living. They would like to take those funds and distribute it to the rest of the country. It's almost like an individual in high school or college, and they work really hard on a test, and they got an A because they studied, they researched, they got the information, and they got an A. While others decided to party, they didn't study, they didn't do anything, and they got a D or a C. In their world, that person who worked really hard studying, who got an A, will need to spread his grades out or her grades out amongst the others. So that person who had an A will come down to a B, and those people, their grade would go up. This is what they're trying to do with the wealth distribution. But Trump knows this. The Patriots know this. They know exactly what their plan is. And this is why Trump is doing everything completely opposite of what the central bank, the deep state, the mainstream media has been pushing over the many years. They've been robbing the United States of everything, moving everything out of the United States. Trump is bringing it back. So they have taken from the people. They have taken from the country. And now Trump is taking from them. Listen, when he lowers drug prices, he just took from them. When he removes regulations, he just took from them. And I'm talking about the central bank, the deep state players. When he talks about a payroll tax cut, he's going to be taking from them. Taking from these individuals that have been enslaving the population. And when he gets rid of the central bank, he's going to take it all. So what is he doing right now? He's getting ready to sign executive orders. He has a long list of them. And he was talking about it when he was out in Ohio. Now, Trump, he's going to sign a long-anticipated executive order that seeks to onshore the country's medical supply chain by requiring federal agencies to only purchase critical drugs and medical equipment manufactured in American facilities. Now, the pandemic, it illustrated how numerous factors, including other countries' access to key starting materials, tax haven policies, put the U.S. at a severe disadvantage in handling pandemic and other chemical, biological, radioactive, and nuclear threats. Now, the White House says the new order, formerly titled the Executive Order on Combating Public Health Emergencies and Strengthening National Security by Ensuring Essential Medicines, Medical Countermeasures, and Critical Inputs are Made in the United States, will establish a base level of demand from the federal government to attract U.S. companies to reshore and invest in stateside manufacturing capabilities. He's going to be using the Defense Production Act. He's talking about bringing manufacturing back to the United States, having agencies buy from the United States. Now, the first component specifically directs government agencies, especially Department of Health, Human Services, Defense, and Veteran Affairs, to only purchase pharmaceuticals and other medical countermeasures critical to protecting against pandemic and CBR and threats from manufacturers in the states. The Food and Drug Administration will be tasked with compiling a list of critical drugs, supplies, including personal protective equipment, which agencies must purchase from stateside manufacturers. The second component dictates the need to identify vulnerabilities in our supply chain and reverse them through loosening regulations at the FDA, the Environmental Protection Agency, and other government bodies. The order also expands the government's mandate to prevent counterfeit drugs, medical supplies, especially those manufactured in China and purchased through e-commerce sites in the U.S. from entering the country. Finally, the order's third component looks to drive down the cost of prescription drugs and other medical equipment manufactured in the country by fostering investments in advanced technologies and continued manufacturing capabilities. What he's doing right here is he's reversing everything and making agencies buy the drugs, the equipment here in the United States. This is just the beginning. He's been using the Defense Production Act many, many times since he went ahead and signed it. Remember, they wanted him to have this because they thought he was going to use it for something completely different. But he knows to bring people up, to make America great again, he needs to bring back manufacturing. Now, what's the other thing he's going to do? He's going to allow people to receive more in their check. This is just the first stage. He's been talking about this for a very long time, and it's very important because the people have to see how much has been taken from them for no reason whatsoever. This is what he tweeted out. Upon departing the Oval Office for Ohio, I've notified my staff to continue working on executive order with respect to payroll tax cut, eviction protections, unemployment extensions, and student loan repayment options.